up in Washington, WOKV's Candace Cole on a really impactful report. Warning letters that are coming out by the FDA to companies about the risk that their products can have to children. What's this all about?
Good morning, Rich. So the FDA and the FTC this week issued cease and desist letters to six different companies for selling products containing a psychoactive ingredient called Delta-8 THC. It's a derivative from hemp and packaging that they say is, quote, deceptively similar to foods like Fruit Loops and Chips Ahoy that are often marketed to kids. Now, this is the second time since last year that those agencies have issued these warning letters. Some of the companies that were contacted include Hippie Mood, Life Leaf Medical CBD Center, Shamrock Shrooms, Mary Jane's Bakery, Earthly Hemp, and another company called Grow God. Now, the FDA says that many of the products containing illegal Delta 8 THC include chips, cookies, and gummies. And according to the FDA, over 300 adverse reactions were reported between 2021 and 2023 of kids that had accidentally eaten these foods.
Are they widely available? Like the Delta 8 Weedos, for example. They're not Cheetos, they're Weedos. Like, can you get those at a 7-Eleven or a Gate?
Right. So it's not clear, at least from my reporting, that they are so widely available, like in 7-Eleven and that sort of thing. But just what you said, the Weedos instead of Cheetos is the thing that is really sort of like tricking not just kids, but, you know, other adults as well into thinking that these are, you know, regular snacks as we would know it.
Yeah, some of the other, I mean, not to make light of it, but Trips Ahoy, Slizzles, mm-hmm. Double Stuff Stoneo. I mean, the packaging looks very similar.
Is
that the issue where the FDA and the FTC are like, guys, you can't do this. You can't package that way.
Exactly. And that is exactly what's causing the issue. That's why these cease and desist letters went out. And just another like word of warning to parents out there, if their kids do happen to get into some of these products, they should be looking out for things like hallucinations, vomiting, loss of consciousness. Those are the things that can happen if you accidentally ingest these foods.
Oh, goodness. Well, any parent, I think, needs to take that extra second and just double check. Candace Cole, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom. Thank you.